Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Brother Bulla here right now, coming at you live from 99.5 FM, The Word on Free Inside Ministry. I want to thank all of our brothers and sisters, our brethren out there who are tuning in this evening, and maybe some of you are just getting home from fighting the traffic going out to the west side. But we'd like to give a shout out to all those, especially to those out there in Halava. I know you had a wonderful day with Pastor Scott today. All seven of you, that's a great number. Seven's a wonderful number. We're going to keep building that ministry up. You know, last night I want to apologize. We're not able to get out to the windward side. Sister Lynn and myself were in Molokai. Hey, Molokai, mo better. Oh, I tell you, no need blood pressure medicine. Once that plane hits the ground, it's like, whew. But anyway, we're back in the saddle today. But we couldn't get out to the windward side. All of our, most of our team was getting retrained last night to be in the system. So with the Department of Public Safety. So that's the good news. Bad news is we weren't able to be out there last night, but we will be there next week. Want to also give a shout out to our Wai'ava boys and our Module 10 Cash Box program. Hope to see you again. This is going to be the first week of July coming up, so we will see you this coming Wednesday. To our brothers at FDC, we won't be able to see you this week. We've got some training going on. It's the fifth Sunday of the month, so we have some training. And we still want to give a big, big shout out to Brother John. Be still and know he is God, brother. We're praying for you. We're lifting you in prayer. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. I want to give a shout-out tomorrow, Saturday. That means we're going to be at OCCC. Looking forward to have the facility available for our ministry visits. Looking to see Modules 18, 4, 3, Annex 1, or anywhere else the Lord might put us, even in Module 8 if possible. But last week was just a wonderful weekend in OCCC with over 103 men and women hearing the good news of the gospel on Saturday. And great reports coming out of Laumaka. Just saw some of our brothers are out working, out and about in the neighborhood, in the cities, working and just giving them a word of encouragement, lifting them up. I just want to remind everyone that Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, to preach the gospel to every person. You know, we share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Wai'ava, OCCC, FDC, and also the women's facility out in Kailua. Also, we minister to our brothers that are in the facility in Eloy, which is called Saguaro Correctional Center. Want to give a big mahalo to all those. It's Friday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, had some glitches the last 2 days. We had to repeat some of our programs, but today, we are live. We are large and in charge, coming at you right here from Salem Media. You know, our website is www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format to download or to listen later for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page for those of you that are paddling on the social media wave. It is Free Inside Ministry. And for those of you who would like to email us, our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know how this program has touched maybe a loved one, maybe a friend, maybe a neighbor. Some way, somehow, some form, Free Inside Ministry has reached out and touched them and blessed them. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." Hallelujah. Want to say once again, mahalo for tuning in tonight. Want to give a big shout out to all those pastors and ministers and volunteers that go behind the walls.
Amen.
To take the good news, to take the good news of the gospel to those that need to hear the word of God, to know that they are neither forsaken nor forgotten. Oh, and I just remember, coming up real quick, next Saturday, July 6th, is God's Ohana Day. Once again, as God's people takes over Waikiki. We're going to have a parade.
Yeah.
Thank you to Pastor Virginia Dominglong and her wonderful people. They've actually coordinated another parade. It's the second time because last year was the first time. We've got floats. We've got all kinds of people marching. I think a few bands. Just going to be a wonderful time to celebrate all that is good and righteous in our lives. And then we're going to end up at Kapi'olani Bandstand for a day of festivities with various churches and groups sharing their dance, sharing their songs, sharing their hearts. I think it's just a wonderful opportunity, a truly great time to bring the family down, bring the ohana down, pack up the cooler, get the chairs out, come sit in the shade. Come sit. You know, that must be a call from Jesus. The only phone I let go off in my studio when I'm recording is a call from Jesus. Now, I'm going to just see what he has to say because I'm sure he's got a word for me today. But we praise the Lord for technology today. But getting back to Pastor Virginia's, the Ohana Day Parade coming down Kalaka. What a sight. It's, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity for everybody to get involved. And if you have any questions about that, I don't have her number offhand, but you can call me on my cell. 222-2822, and I'll get you connected to Pastor Virginia. Okay, we want to pray on that. We want to lift that in prayer and bless them. You know, folks, I just got to tell you, in 21 days, the island of Molokai is going to experience what it has never experienced before in the history of that island. It is going to have an opportunity to come together as one body, as one group. No need pilikia. No need have issues. We just come together and celebrate all that is good. And that is called the Convoy of Hope. Convoy of Hope Hawaii. We just came back from some plans. And let me tell you, this train is rolling. And there ain't no turning back because the containers have already, two 20-foot containers holding 22.5 tons of free food. Can you say free?
Free.
I mean, that's just a wonderful word in my book. You know, the best price and the nicest price is the free price. Free, free, free. The containers have already left Springfield, Missouri. The containers are on the way to Honolulu to be unloaded to the Young Brothers barge to arrive in Kaunakakai very shortly. I mean, it's just going to be a wonderful event. You know, I want to give a shout out to the Paul Mitchell Salon School. We want to lift lift those of you who are raising your own money. You're not coming on our dime. You're raising your money. You're raising your own funds so that you can get over to Molokai to bless the people of Molokai by cutting their hair for, what did I say again?
Free.
Now, that doesn't make sense, but when the compassion of the Lord fills you, when you want to help others, when you want to encourage others, when you want to lift others up, when you want to do something good, when you want to pay something forward, this is being exampled by the young men and the young women from the Paul Mitchell Salon School. And we want to thank them so very much. We also want to thank the other 35, no, actually it's two sites, 60 plus, almost 70, I think, other hairstylists that will be at the two sites on July 27th. I'm losing my mind. July 27th at also Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Fairgrounds. But we first want to lift up the Molokai set because that one's coming quick. That snowball is going to roll over us before the next one called a while. But, you know, in the studio tonight, my beloved, my brethren, you know, to have a project, to have a God-sized project, you know, you might have large, you might have big, you might have enormous, but when you have a God-normous, I said a God-normous-sized project, such as the Convoy of Hope, you know, we started in a humble beginnings 3 years ago at Aloha Stadium. Last year, we were blessed to be at Kapolei Fairgrounds, McKinley High School, and Kailua Recreation Field, all on the same day at the same time. I thought that was challenging. But this year, by God's mercy, God's grace, God's provision, we are going to be on an outer island, and not just any island. We're going to be on the island of Molokai. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the map or the layout of our Hawaiian islands, Molokai, very strategically, is in the Piko. The what? Not the people. The Piko, the center. not the people, but you can look at them. Molokai is in the Piko, the center of the Hawaiian islands, the major archipelago, not including the French frigate shoals and these other ones in the northwest Pacific. We're talking about the main Hawaiian islands in the archipelago. For your geographical buffs out there, hello, good morning, good evening. So anyway, so Molokai plays a very pivotal role. And our state motto, as we said, is Uamau ke'ea o ka'aina i ka pono. For the life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness. Not your righteousness, not my righteousness, but hallelujah, his righteousness. Molokai is going to be pivotal. People over there are getting real excited. It's something they've never seen before. But in our studio tonight, I'm getting off on a tangent again. I apologize. We have the state coordinator. This is the glue that keeps the pages together. This is the screws that keep the nuts all in one place. And that is none other than my lovely bride, my wife, Mrs. Lynette Eastman. And Lynette, give a shout out. Welcome to all the thousands of fans listening out there.
Aloha, Free Inside listeners. Oh, we're so excited to be here today to talk about the Convoy of Hope. And, you know, brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. And, you know, granted, you might be locked up during July 20th and July 27th in Oahu, but your families, please, when you talk to them, invite them to come out to the Convoy of Hope Molokai on July 20th at 5 p.m. at the Kaunakakai Ballpark. And then following Saturday at Aloha Stadium and at the Kapolei Fairgrounds on a Saturday, July 27th at 10 a.m. God is throwing three wonderful parties again this summer. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome, Bula.
Well, you know, what we want to share with the people now, there might be people out here listening in Radio Land at 5 p.m. on a Friday night on June 28th going, Convoy, what is that? Well, in a couple of days, the media package begins. You're going to be hearing commercials on the radio. You're going to be seeing commercials on TV. We're going to be passing out handbills. We're going to have people talking about it. And it's just going to be a wonderful experience. But Convoy of Hope Hawaii is an organization that is part of Convoy of Hope, which is the largest humanitarian organization in the world. When you had the tsunami in Japan, like we all saw so tragically, when you had recently the hurricanes in Joplin, Missouri and Oklahoma, or even the events that we had in Haiti, Convoy of Hope was the first responders. They're the first ones that are sending the containers of water and medical supplies and food and volunteers. That's what they do. But they also do, instead of responding to disasters, they also have a community outreach program called the 50 City, 50 Million Tour, $50 Million Tour. And so they provide a container. Now, if you could imagine one of those big white mats and containers filled with free food, of course, non-perishable dry goods, but it's still free. I mean, you know, that's just the tickling or the tip of the iceberg. Because what are some of the other things that will be available for free?
Well, you know, this year it's so awesome. There's a big shoe company that has partnered with Convoy of Hope on the national basis. And guess what? Molokai will be the first Convoy of Hope site that will receive over 2,000 pairs of children's
shoes. How many?
2,000. Actually, 2,094.
2,094 shoes. And we're the first Convoy site in the entire United States to receive this?
Yes.
Hallelujah. First, God's blessings already. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God has a major, major plan. And also a blessing. We just had a praise report yesterday. We got a call that Convoy of Hope National was able to send to us over 1,000 pairs of socks for the children.
Hallelujah.
On the day, on July 20th at 5 p.m. at Kaunakakai.
Well, you know, those shoes, I mean, a lot of us kids, you know, the kids, they get the slippers, but
that's right.
You know how it is, local style. When Kimo gets the shoes, right after that, Kimo's feet grow. You know who get the shoes next? Junior boy. After junior boy, pa with the shoes, who get them next? Ata boy. Who get the shoes after Ata boy? Then that's Boo Boo. He get the shoes last. Shoes last forever. But in Hawaii, we pass them down because you know how expensive shoes are. Now, I'm sorry. How much were the shoes going to be for this event, Lynn?
Each site will receive 2,094 pairs of children's shoes.
But how much money they got to bring for buy the shoes?
A whole lot of nothing.
Nothing.
It's
free.
Free.
What kind of price you gonna put in there? That's incredible. You telling you now? Let me see if I just understood this correctly in my one good ear. Looking through my other one good eye, I'm halfway there.
Praise the Lord.
You're telling me that the state of Hawaii, Convoy of Hope Hawaii, is the recipient of about 6,300 pairs of children's shoes, boys and girls, and it's all free.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. You see, when things don't make sense, God makes
That's
sense
right.
out of everything.
That's right.
You see, because when it comes to Convoy of Hope, it's not about the groceries. It's not about the entertainment. It's not about the free haircuts from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School. It's not about the free professional family portraits. It's not about the free clothes. It's not about the free shoes. It's not about the free medical and dental screenings that we'll have there. It's not about the free backpacks that we're trying to arrange. It's not about the free lunch, Ono Kind style, Good Kind grinds. It's not about the free information from governmental agencies. It's not about the free services that are going to be offered there. What it is, it's about helping those. It's basically, this is Convoy of Hope in a way. If I could, just bear with me. It's local people using local resources to help local people that are in need.
Amen.
That's what it boils down to. It's not about church. It's not about business. It's not about this. It's just local people helping local people. And I believe that that is the Lord's plan. That is his blueprint. And there is always enough to go around, but sometimes people are like cockroaches, more than they're supposed to have. So there's an opportunity to be Jesus' skin. This is an opportunity to, instead of just telling somebody, hey, you know what, Jesus loves you, and brother sitting there still hungry, say, you know what, Jesus loves you. Here's a hot dog, boo. And he goes, oh, does Jesus love me? Yes, the Lord loves you. Can I have two hot dogs? Yeah, Jesus loves you so much, I have two hot dogs. You know, it's being Jesus with skin. It's helping those that are in need. And then, Lynn, you and I both know there are a lot of families, you know, we say those that are in need.
Amen.
And I get, you know, we get stereotypes. Everybody always thinks, oh, River of Life Mission Action. No, it's not the River of Life. There's a lot of homes, people. There's a lot of families that are under one roof that have some shelter and they're blessed. But at the end of the month, the cupboard's getting kind of skinny.
Yeah, and you know what, Bula, is a lot of people think, oh, Convoy of Hope is for the homeless.
That's right.
Well, you know, amen, we also want to bless the homeless, but our target audience are the working poor. Amen. We're talking about the families at the end of the month or at the right before payday, 2 days before payday, when you're on your last $20, but you know, you live all the way in Waianae and you work in town. So you got to put it in gas. Amen.
Right.
So you look in your cupboards and there's nothing there. But you know, Convoy of Hope is about that four letter word, hope.
That's right. You know, a lot of times I didn't understand how come we always eat pancakes at night. You know, to me, I thought that was pretty good. Pancakes for dinner is pretty good.
Amen.
Well, you know, pancakes are a very inexpensive way to provide for your family. But you know what? You put enough syrup on that burger, she go down real good.
Amen.
You know what I mean? But we just want to bless the people of Hawaii. You know, we want to give a big shout out. In fact, I want to bring up some of our site coordinators, and maybe you can share who's our site coordinator on the island of Molokai, doing a wonderful job up there.
Yes, Pastor Cameron Hero is our site coordinator.
We don't need another hero. Oh, we need
one
hero. We need one hero, so we got one.
We got one. We got one. You know, it's so funny that we came across Cameron on, you know, we flew to Molokai, and we didn't have a site coordinator at the time. And somebody, you know how it is in Molokai, someone knows somebody that knows somebody
that's
that
right,
knows somebody.
That's right.
So somebody made a call in the morning around 9 o'clock because we had a meeting with our partners, the Summer Praise Concert. And somebody made a call and somebody knew somebody. And next thing you know, at 3 o'clock, we're meeting Cameron Hero. And I got to tell you, he is anointed and appointed for this time. I just ask all of you to keep Molokai in your prayers, as this is their first convoy. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the enemy wants you to feel like you're not good enough or that you don't have what it takes to be a leader or you, all that negative stinking thinking talk. Amen?
Amen.
And you know, when it's not good, it's not of God.
That's
amen.
Right.
Because God says all you've got to do is have a willing heart. Just step it up and I will do the rest. Amen. And, you know, it's wonderful because we've got two wonderful leaders here in Honolulu for Convoy of Hope Hawaii out in the leeward side at the Kapolei Fairgrounds is a return site coordinator. So, you know, he's a veteran. It's Pastor Mel Corpus from First Assembly
Pastor
God.
Mel.
Amen. And then we've got a wonderful young woman that has volunteered in all of our convoys. But this year she made she stepped up to the plate and she's a site coordinator, Mrs. Jen Pagood.
Wow, that's our three site coordinators. You know, and what I want to explain is, you know, Molokai is a smaller island. You know, but sometimes when you're the smaller island, you're the one that's left out. You're the one that people seem to forget about. You're the one that people don't realize that gas is $5.47 a gallon. You're the ones that don't realize that you get charged your box when you buy certain things for eat. When you know, things are just hard over there. There's no Walmart. There's no Long's Drugs. There's no Safeway. There's no Foodland. There's no Times. Everything is pretty much bare hand-to-hand existence. But I love the people of Molokai because they get that slogan from before. They said, Molokai more better. And you know what? I'm going to adjust that because I had Molokai bread last night from Kanemitsu's.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh out of the oven. I don't think they said Molokai more better. I think they meant to say Molokai more butter. Because when you get that fresh bread with the butter and the cinnamon inside, bro, you're going to look like a barbarian tearing that thing apart and go like,
no, what? You look like a barbarian, Bula.
Okay, should be told, okay. So I'd like to thank all of you listening to my wife. You won't hear from her for another 6 months. She's not coming back to the studio.
Hey, Bula.
But God bless her.
Can I tell you what's going to be in the containers?
Yes, tell us what food is going to be in the containers. But I just wanted to give a shout out to Molokai before you do that. With Molokai being a smaller smaller Convoy of Hope location, we're able to do things a little different first. So for any of you listening that are on Molokai or have family there, tell them come down and eat one free lunch. And, you know, in Oahu, when we're serving 20,000 meals, it has to be hot dogs, okay? Just don't even go there. Molokai, these guys, they're the best.
Yes.
We're talking beef stew, mac salad, and rice.
Amen.
They're not getting hot dogs. They're getting the best because you know why? People didn't donate hot dogs. They donate the whole cow.
They donated two cows for beef stew.
So they stay whacking those cows this week, and they're going to cut them up to bite-sized pieces right before convoy. So they're going to have that, and it's just, you know, I think to me, I love beef stew, you know, but I can't imagine cooking for 10,000 plates. But you know what? We're planning to feed over 2,500 beef stew plates come July 20th in Molokai. To me, that's a miracle in itself.
Amen.
But let the people know, Lynn, of what is actually coming in those containers. Because that's 22 and a half tons to Molokai and actually 45 tons to Honolulu.
Amen. You know, it's just amazing what God is going to do in Hawaii this summer. You imagine there's 67.5 tons of green beans, corn, pork and beans, spaghetti sauce, cereal, mac and cheese, pasta, granola bars, and of course, Bula and I, we requested rice.
Rice.
Because we are a local place.
Oh, but we also have
Ramen.
That's right. I don't know how those kids eat that bugger without even cooking them. They eat them like chips nowadays. I don't know what that is. But
Bula, I went try the Vienna sausage and the Spam, but they wasn't able to accommodate.
People back in the United States, aren't we the United States? People back in the continental U.S. don't understand our appreciation for Hormel Spam. They don't understand our appreciation for Vienna sausage. And you know what? That's all right.
That's
they can
okay.
Stay over there. We're going to live in Hawaii and eat what we like where it doesn't get to be 120 degrees in the shade. But it's all good. But, you know, once again, the food is just one of the things. And in the island of Molokai, we'll have the opportunity. We'll be blessed by God's grace to be able to put groceries in every home on
Amen.
The entire island. That's why, hallelujah, that's why when you come into a situation where it seems dark, when you come into an area where it seems hopeless, when you come into a situation where you don't have the answers, hallelujah, that's a perfect
hallelujah.
Time for Jesus to come in, to be the light in the darkness,
yes,
to be the
Father.
Hope for the hopeless, and to give them a sense of direction and a sense of connection and correction to the Holy Word, to the Bible. But, you know, it's an opportunity for all the churches to come together
yes.
on Molokai to raise the name of the Lord and say, this is what Papa wants
yes.
us to do, to come together as one and to love on
Unity.
Those. You know, the word of God was the same as was 2,000 years ago. The word of God is the same today, 2,000 later. And the word of God will be the same 2,000 years from now. The world is going to change. Societies are going to change. Practices and legalisms and laws are going to change. But the word of God remains the same. And if I was to ever transpose the entire 66 books, 1,187 chapters, and just wonderful words of the Bible into three words, God loves you.
Yes, amen.
God loves you. Basically, that's what it is. You know, why, Bula, why are they doing this? God loves you. Why are you bringing so much free food to Hawaii?
God
loves you.
You.
How do we get 6,300 pairs of shoes? God
loves
you.
You.
How do you get free backpacks, free clothes?
God
loves
you.
How do you get free medical and dental screenings?
God
loves
you.
How do you get free breast cancer awareness mammogram screenings?
God loves you.
How do you get free entertainment?
God loves you.
How do you get free play lunches?
God loves
you. How do you get 20,000 free hot dogs?
God
loves
you.
How do you get people just to do this and not make any money?
God
loves
you.
How do you do all of this for free? God loves you.
Oh, I tell you, you know, I just feel like praying right now. Dear Father, Lord, I lift the convoy of Hope Hawaii to you, Father, in the three sites. Lord, your Holy Spirit is upon my heart tonight, oh, Father. Lord, I just feel, Father, the miracles that you are going to be showing us, Father. Lord, I just lift up all the leaders, oh, Father, Lord, that they continue in this last 3 to 4 weeks of planning, oh, Father. Lord, I ask you to just lift them up, oh, Father, Lord. Encourage them, Father, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bring the volunteers, the general volunteers, to the volunteer rally the night before at 5:30 p.m. at both on the 20th at the Kaunakakai Ballpark and on the 26th at First Assembly of God at 5:30. Lord, I just ask you to bring them in, Father, because we need the neighbors helping neighbors, oh God. And more importantly, Father, Lord, I just lift up all of the honored guests, Father, that you draw upon their hearts when they see the flyers, Lord, when they see the newspaper, when they hear the radio, when they hear anything about convoy, Father. Then when people say convoy, Father, they lift up your name, oh God, because you are the mighty God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, once again, the volunteer rally for those, it'll be on July 19th. On Molokai and July 26th.
Yes.
On Oahu. But, you know, we want to seal that prayer. We want to seal the word that was delivered today. But, you know, the convoy is a great thing. You know, and we can blow in, blow up, and blow out. But there's got to be some stick-to-itiveness. There's got to be some glue after that.
Yes,
that's where the churches come in. Because we're going to have a connection chant where we're going to offer people the opportunity for prayer. And, you know, it's when we're able to pray with our brethren.
Yes,
it's when
Lord.
We're able to... It's when we're able to just sit there and talk to them. It's when we're able to just share the love of God, not by what we say, but by what we do.
Yes.
And it's in those quiet moments where they can start that relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Have a blessed evening. Know that God loves you.
Amen.
And we're going to see you guys Monday night. Ahuyo ikeakua kaho'onania. To God be the glory.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.